Sturgis. The Sturgis Reed Seniors Club celebrated its 50th anniversary surrounded by 90 past and current members as well as many community members. The September 30th celebration kicked off with a barbecue followed by a short program and the cutting of the special anniversary cake. The program was chaired by Betty Lou Scogan, club president, and the honor of cutting the cake went to four of the 90-plus-year-old original members Catherine Kuzik, Charles Wojtas, and Gladys Heidemacher. Bertha Mills was also honored but unable to attend the anniversary. The members were honored with special boutonniere or corsage. Honorable members Bertha Mills and Gladys Heidemacher were acknowledged and thanked for their hard work, wisdom, and good memories. The founding members had a vision for a gathering place for the seniors of our community, stated Betty Lou Scogan. They worked hard and their vision became a reality in 1973 when the Sturgis Reed Club was established. Marilyn Harris researched the past 50 years and gave a brief history of the club. Jerry Stishek provided the musical entertainment for the anniversary celebrations. In lieu of the anniversary, a new sign was made and erected at the entrance of the club. The sign was made by Lucky 7 Custom Metals. It serves as a lasting reminder of the club's beginning so many years ago, stated Scogan. Dale Bashforth, a representative from the town of Sturgis, and Terry Dennis, Kenora Pelly MLA, brought greetings and congratulations to the club's milestone. Gladys Heidemacher and Charles Wojtas officially cut the cake. Daryl Kuzik and Hilda Kuzik served the cake on behalf of Daryl's mom Catherine. Sharon Sekundiak made and decorated the cake. The current Reed Club board was introduced. Betty Lou Scogan, chair. Marilyn Harris, treasurer. Don Kurulak, vice chair. Gail Kozik, secretary. Verna Malinchik, corresponding secretary and rentals. And directors Blaine Medlang, Ruth Popowicz, Connie Sill, Bert Sunaski, Chuck Samuels, Loretta Tadarish, and Shirley Wojtas. The decorating committee did a fantastic job, as did the kitchen workers and barbecue volunteers. A big event like this required many volunteers and hours and creativity by many people. Our members stepped up and helped in many ways behind the scenes. We have 70 members this year. Thank you hardly seems adequate for helping putting on such a successful event, concluded Scogan. The club began in 1973. With the support of the Sturgis branch of the Royal Canadian Legion and Town Council, the organization was formed. It was the second such group formed in Zone 141. The numbers of senior groups increased rapidly thereafter. The highlights that occurred through the years were many. The kitchen band led by Hilda Bone had over 40 members who entertained for many years around the community. The club made the Guinness World Book of Records for a quilt made as part of the Saskatchewan Seniors Project. Pat Armstrong contributed towards the history with interviewing each Reed Club member and recorded their history in the monthly newsletters. The board had made a decision that members could only smoke in the building while they were sitting at a table. The Reed Club building was made possible through a New Horizon grant. The first board executive was Hudson Armstrong, chair, Hilda Bone, vice chair, and Al Palmer, secretary and treasurer. The Emo building that had been originally chosen for the club soon became too small with the growing numbers of members. Town Council donated the Lornell building on Main Street, tax and rent-free. The club moved into its new location in 1974 and held an official grand opening on May 28, 1975, with a membership of 135 members.